as Jesus was approaching Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Now hearing a crowd going by, he began to inquire what this was. He's heard crowds before, but there was something about this sound on this particular day. He's heard people pass by. He's been a beggar at the same corner for years. But blind Bartimaeus heard something different. There was a sound that he had not heard before. And it was the sound of Jesus, who happens to be walking by in the desperate of his situation, the desperation of his circumstance. What are the odds of Jesus walking by just when you need him the most? Blind Bartimaeus happened to be at this corner. Luke 18 tells us. And he inquired, "What is this that I'm hearing?" And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he called out saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way were sternly telling him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And one of the greatest portions of scripture that I've seen is that the scripture in verse 40 of chapter 18 of Luke says, "And Jesus stopped." He was walking by, but he heard a sound of someone crying out for deliverance, of someone crying out for healing, of someone crying out for breakthrough. And the scripture said, "Jesus, Son of David, the Holy One of Israel, stopped at this man's cry." And he said, "Bring him to me." And they brought blind Bartimaeus to him. And he said to blind Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I just feel that today, Jesus is walking up and down these aisles. Right where you're sitting, he's moving among your seats. And he's getting shoulder to shoulder with you and looking you square in the eye. And he's asking you what he asked blind Bartimaeus. "What do you want me to do for you?" And blind Bartimaeus says, "Lord, I want to regain my sight. I want to see, Lord." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." But it didn't stop there, church. Immediately, he regained his sight and he began to follow Jesus. He didn't just stop and receive the blessing. He took that blessing and put it at the feet of Jesus and began to follow him, to serve him, to yield to him, to surrender to him. And today, I want you to know, CLC, healing was Jesus' idea. Deliverance was Jesus' idea. Your freedom was Jesus' idea. Your breakthrough is Jesus' idea. And he's wanting to know, what would you have him to do for you? What would you have him to do for you? So would you lift up your praise? Would you lift up your honor? Would you lift up your worship and say, "Jesus, the Son of David"?
No matter how, Lord, you pick me up.
Father, we know that grace is costly. It's not cheap. The grace that we receive from you came at a high price. That price is your son, Jesus Christ, who hung between heaven and earth on a cross so that we can be free. If we are walking in bondage today, it is because we choose to. If we are walking in shackles today, it is because we choose to. You took a painstaking walk on the hills of Golgotha so every man, woman, and child can be free in this place. And so today, Lord Jesus, we accept that freedom. Today, Lord God, we accept your deliverance. Today, Lord God, we accept your healing. Let every mind in this place be free in the name of Jesus. Every person that's in bondage, that's in shackles today, we bind the spirit of oppression. We bind the spirit of depression. We bind every suicidal thoughts in this place. We cast it down underneath the authority of Jesus Christ, and we render ourselves free in the name of Jesus. We call heaven and earth as witness today that we, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, are free, delivered, whole, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you receive that today, can you lift up your praise? Amen. Lift up a praise and amen. So let it be. So let it be. Amen. How many love the Lord in here today? He's a good God, is he not?